Our one and only correspondent is a woman named Candace Jordan, who I have labeled the hardest working woman in journalism. Hello, Candace.
Hi, Rick. How are you? I love your taste in music.
You're the only one.
I love it. But you know what? I would rather hear your voice. I now love the music, would rather hear you talk.
I guess
that's my vote.
I guess I could have been a success if I knew how to sing or had a singing voice. Candace, let's talk for a second about, you were a huge fan of the NASCAR race in Chicago, were you not?
I am absolutely a nut about NASCAR. And first of all, I knew nothing about racing or cars or anything until they brought this to Chicago 2 years ago. And I'm telling you, it is one of the most exciting sports I've ever witnessed. And I was so disappointed when they chose not to come back here next year. So disappointed. Because, you know, they had $128 million in economic impact for Chicago.
Do you think they're done? Do you think they're done with the city? This whole thing seems like, well, they're not going to be back next year, but ooh, there's a possibility they'll be back later.
Listen to me. You can take it to the bank. I'm almost positive they will be back in 2027. But, you know, next year, as everybody knows now, they're going to San Diego, you know, to the military base.
Sure.
The Naval Base Coronado.
Mm-hmm.
And what they have planned there is so spectacular. First of all, they'll be racing on Father's Day weekend, and it will be the U.S. Navy's 250th anniversary celebration. Now, you know that thing is going to be a blowout.
Yeah, no kidding.
But I do think they're definitely going to return in 2027. And you know why I say that?
I do. I want to know what. Who did you talk to? Who did you interview? Who told you they're coming back?
I didn't talk to anybody, but I have very good instincts, and I'm very, very good friends with the people that are involved with this event with NASCAR. I've gotten very close to several of them.
And so when you said to them, "Hey, okay, I'll see you in 2027," they said, "Oh, you bet, Candace, we'll be here."
No, I cannot give you that, Rick. But please listen. My instincts are good. I'm almost positive they're going to be back because the people that are involved in this. Several of them have moved to Chicago. They have an office here, a permanent office in Chicago, and they're going to try to become, you know, more involved in the communities, although they've been uber involved, you know, raising money for charities. But they want to stay here. They want to learn more about what the city makes it tick. And I think, absolutely, I think they have plans to be back in 2027. Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
We'll bet. You'll still be on the show, I think.
Oh, and listen to this.
You
know who just won the I don't know how many NASCAR fans you have, but who just now won the Indianapolis NASCAR race?
Bubba Wallace. I would have no idea. No idea whatsoever.
Bubba Wallace is Michael Jordan's driver, and he becomes the first black driver to win the Indianapolis Brickyard 400. So that's news.
Hey, was that race on this very station? Krista was the Brickyard.
I don't remember hearing it.
Well, because
it?
We're on the cutting edge of all sports.
You definitely are.
Of motorsports. And and so you people who've been listening to WGN all day know that this Bubba Wallace guy won the race.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you. That's great that you covered. I should have known that, of course.
Why? Why?
Well, because WGN radio is the best there is.
Candace, have you ever listened to a car race on the on a radio?
Wait a minute. Let me think. I can't. Well,
think
I don't
hard.
Know. Maybe parts of it when they show it on the news.
and by the way, dear, it's my understanding you were on somebody else's show Friday.
Oh, I was. I was on, should I say it or no?
Well, you did it.
I was on Sylvia Perez I was on her show on Fox 32. And, she had me on talking about, you know, my Playboy stuff going to the Chicago History Museum. So that was very kind of her. And I showed some of the things that I saved back on the show.
It's my understanding, though, that you were on Lisa Dent's show, too.
Yes, Lisa Dent, too. Yes, I'm telling you, I'm blanking in the media.
Well, I know you don't get paid for any of this, but I that's like cheating on me, don't you think?
I know. I you know what, truly,
you know.
I didn't feel that way, Rick.
Pardon me?
I told Chuck that.
You told Chuck?
I mean, I truly felt that way.
When Lisa Dent's producer, who's a nice kid, I think his name is Andrew, and he used to be, I've had 1,000 producers here over the years. Andrew used to be a producer of mine. What did you talk about with Lisa?
Well, she also asked me about the Chicago History Museum acquisition.
Oh, about your Playboy stuff. Yeah. Okay. If you start to tread on this show, Chuck and I are going to have to do something about this. listen, you have to. Well, we got to take a commercial break, but give me a sense of what Christmas in July at Navy Pier. What is that about?
Well, I think it's a fabulous idea from Navy Pier. We'll discuss.
Oh, we will? Okay, now you run the show. This is like your show now. You spent 5 minutes with Lisa Dent, and you were like Edward R. Murrow of the radio. And learn more about everything on the social philanthropic front by listening to the one and only Candace Jordan, or going to her website. She's got a million websites. She's got a podcast. She's on Lisa Dent's show. She's on, got her own show on MSNBC now. It's impossible for me to keep track of Candace Jordan. Candace, what about, when's the Illinois State Fair? When is that?
The Illinois State Fair is August 7th through the 17th. And, a couple of years ago, Chuck and I went to that. Have you ever been to the State Fair?
Yes, many years ago.
What were your thoughts on it?
Too hot, too much lousy food, and not enough good music. And I'm not a farm kid, so seeing.
Well, I am a farm kid.
I know
I
you.
It, so
you would love it.
Listen, it was way too hot. We were scared to death on that little sky lift thing. Your feet are dangling. Feet above the crowd. And anyway, it's a terrific thing to go to once, and then you can cross it off your bucket list. That's my opinion of it.
What is it? Is there any philanthropic? I don't know. Is there any philanthropic aspect to the State Farm, or is it just simply a money?
Oh yeah, they do a lot of things that they donate to charities. They've got like the 4-H club for the kids and things like that. And there's those where the competition among the kids with their animals and blah blah blah. But yeah, there's a lot of philanthropic components to it. No, that's good. A good thing about it.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, when you were a little girl growing up in DuPo, Illinois, the tiny town of DuPo, did you go? Was the State Fair a big deal for you and your family or no?
We didn't have it. No, the State Fair, we had little tiny fairs. We had like little community fairs where people would take their tractors. There'd be, the best looking tractor. There'd be awards for that. I think I've mentioned before they have that rooster crowing contest and, things like that. We're on a very much smaller scale
in DuPo, the festival in DuPo.
Yes, right. But, people would, judge the best pies and things like that. So we had elements of the big fair, except on a smaller scale.
Now, what have you, in your vast career of covering various events, you must have covered, I just heard a commercial for the Ducky Derby. You know what that is, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's cute. They empty, 40,000 of those little rubber ducks in the Chicago River, and it's to benefit the Special Olympics. So, yeah, it's a really nice event. It's fun to see. It's something different on the riverfront, and, so they do it every year. Yeah, we cover it.
How do they get rid of those? What do they do with all these ducks?
I have no idea how they get rid of all those ducks. I have no idea.
Or what they
do with
them.
There's got to be errant ducks in the river somewhere. They can't catch them all. So.
Yeah, well, maybe they'd give them away to little kids.
Yeah, that would be good.
Did you go to the Paws Beach Party? Were you there?
Oh, are you kidding? Of course I went to the Paws Beach Party. It was on July 17th. They raised $400,000 at the beach party?
God, wow. Did they also...
Yeah, and it was...
I know that many of the Paws events involve adopting dogs. Was there an adoption component to this too?
Oh yeah, they had a darling animal showcase where they brought out like 8 little dogs, puppies that were available for adoption. And they had gone down to the Texas floods and rescued dogs that they brought back. And some of those were there for adoption. And one of them got adopted that night to the Canning family. Melissa and Michael Canning adopted one of the pups. And so they always have that for the Paws Furball and for the beach party.
That dog will have a good life.
You betcha.
That dog will have a very good life. He'll be served like filet mignon for dinner.
That's right. Listen, can I ask you a favor? Can I talk about the Great Guacamole Challenge?
Yes, of course you can.
Okay, because this involves you, Rick. So
Yeah, how's
the
that?
The second...
Yeah, okay.
And oh, I'm going to tell you, you got to listen now. So the Great Guacamole Challenge is going to be on Wednesday, August 20th from 3 to 5 p.m.
Where?
And it's a competition. It's at 2112 North Ashland at Mariano's Bucktown store.
Gotcha.
So I did this, the debut event, last year, and it was so much fun. Here's what happened. So media personalities are paired with, well, last year they were paired with players from the Chicago Fire, and then you would compete to see who made the best guacamole dish. You know, guacamole and chips.
Yes.
This year, they're going to pair media personalities with some of the top chefs in Chicago, like Bill Kim and Tony Priolo from La Piccolo Sonia, Lamar Moore, Kim Polk, Dominic Leach. And what I am tasked to do is to ask you to either be a contestant or to be a judge at this event.
Who's asked you to do that?
Amanda Puck, the VP of Marketing and Relations, who loves you almost as much as I do.
Well, are you? What are you doing there? Are you a judge? Are you
well,
making...
I'm going to be trying to win the avocado trophy, trying to make some avocado with one of the chefs. So I'm going to be one of the contestants. So
well,
you
then,
should be a judge. So
yeah, of course. Yeah, the fix would be already in. Candace Jordan, you and whoever this idiot chef you're working with, you win. You win.
Yeah, exactly. I hate to disappoint
no. Amanda. I hate guacamole. I hate.
Well, you don't have to eat it. You just have to.
How will I judge? Wait a minute. I don't have to eat it, but I can judge
well,
it?
You can,
that looks really good. That looks really tasty.
One chip, Rick.
One chip?
You can eat one little chip. Listen, it's free and open to the public, and they'll give samples out for everybody who attends. There'll be music. It'll be so much fun. You've got to do it with us. It'll be a ball.
You expect
we'll have a riot.
You expect me to schlep up to 20, what is it, 2,100?
I'll pick you up.
You're making it more attractive. Put me down, okay. Candace Jordan, as okay. a maybe, okay?
Oh, come on.
Well, I can't commit
can't
now.
Commit.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing on
right.
August 20th.
Okay,
that's like 3 weeks
maybe.
From now. Put me down
all
as a
right.
maybe.
Maybe.
What else have you
okay.
got for me? I do? What else can
well,
I do? Can I be on the Lisa Dent show? Can you get me on the Lisa Dent show? now that
well,
you're tied
so
into
mean.
That thing. What?
All
I'm
right,
so mean.
I want to mention it. I've got to mention, listen, bingo night. Do you like bingo?
I'm not sure I've ever played bingo.
You have never played bingo? That's one of the most fun games.
I've played craps. I've played a variety of other games that they have in casinos, and I don't remember. Pai Gow. Oh. I played Pai Gow.
Okay. Well, see, you're not from a small town.
That's true.
Bingo.
You've certainly got
but
that
anyway,
right.
You know, Reunion, Chef Art Smith's Reunion
sure,
Restaurant
sure.
at Navy Pier, every Tuesday throughout the summer, they are going to host bingo nights.
That's
interesting.
And you
can win prizes. Yeah, isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Right there on the lakefront. And so I think that would be really cool. So every Tuesday evening through the summer.
And anybody can play?
Anybody can play, sure. Yeah,
you don't need to be a media star or a celebrity of some kind, do you?
Well,
are you good at?
You would get two bingo cards if you want, Rick.
Two bingo cards stained with guacamole. You are not to bring up something sad, but you are after this show today. You're going to be at the Harris Theater attending a celebration for life for a man named Ken Norgan. I knew Ken a little bit, but tell people about him. He was a really interesting guy.
He was one of the most terrific guys, and he died rather unexpectedly, so it's a super sad occasion. But he had his family had a couple of McDonald's franchises, and he was started cooking French fries when he was 3 years old in those kitchens. But he was a huge supporter of the arts here in Chicago, you know, with the Lyric Opera and the Harris Theater. And so his celebration of life will be tonight. It will be jam-packed because so many people loved him. But he got me involved in the Ronald McDonald House Charities so many years ago.
Am I wrong? He basically was the power behind building that place on
absolutely,
Grand
he
Avenue.
Was. The one that's on, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And I was at the opening ceremony where you put your hands in the cement and all that stuff. And, yeah, he absolutely was the power behind that to put that together. Yep.
Do you know who's going to speak at the thing, or you'd just be surprised at his celebration?
No, I don't know, but I know his partner Pepe will be there, and you know, I don't know how in the world he can hold up. They were together for so many years, and but everybody will be there. I know Bill Zwacker will be there, and Michael Kutza from the film festival, sure. And we're attending, and so he'll have it'll be jam packed.
You know,
sure.
One of the interesting things, I think I remember this, is his parents got in. His parents owned a few of the first McDonald's when Ray Kroc,
yes.
After Ray Kroc founded or stole.
Exactly. They bought it from Ray Kroc himself. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I guess, you know, not following, and Willie Wilson followed in their footsteps. These things, you go to a lot of these things, Candace, and the older I get, the more reluctant I am to go to wakes and funerals, because they just...
I understand that perfectly. Yeah,
do you? But I think the whole notion of having celebrations of life, that's a relatively new, maybe 10, 15-year trend, don't you think?
I just absolutely think it's so appropriate and so much better than, you know, having people in boxes with lids open and things like that.
Yeah.
I just think that's macabre. I can't stand it. And you know, obviously growing up in a small town, that's all that they knew. And so it was always, you know, no matter what happened to the person, there'd be an open casket and, oh, God, please spare me.
Well, that's what time...
Celebration of life, I think, is the way, because that's what you want to do. You want to celebrate that person's life. And
of
so
course.
I'm all for this way of, you know, mourning.
And you and Chuck are on your way there now.
We'll be there shortly after the show. I've got to fix my hair, but
I'm sure you look. I'm sure you look just fine, Candace.
I don't know about that.
Well, when is your next? So the audience can tune in. When's your next? When's your next Lisa Dent show?
you are a criminal. Listen, I want to mention one more thing. Do we have time for one more thing?
Well, if it involves Lisa, of course.
No, listen, this is for the Chicago Lighthouse, and this is a big, big event, the Flair Fashion Show. It's going to be on September 12th, and it's an all-inclusive fashion show with models that are, you know, handicapped and not handicapped, so it's all to benefit and support their children's programs. So they do things for the blind, visually impaired, and veterans, and multi-disabled, and it's at the Four Seasons on Friday, September 12th. Tickets are still available. I'm a proud MC of the event. Returning co-chairs, so it's going to be so much fun.
Well,
and
I'm
they
hoping
have beautiful fashions. For
I'm
a great
hoping
club.
I'm hoping, unless you're jammed up with Lisa Dent shows, to have you back on this show before September 11th. It just depends how busy you are, Candace Jordan. And I can understand how you are in demand, because you are one of a kind, and I'm glad to have you.
I love you.
Glad to have you as a correspondent, the only correspondent for this show.
I'm honored. Very honored.
Go celebrate that life. Go celebrate that life, you and Chuck.
Yes,
thank you,
definitely.
Candace.
Thank you.
Talk soon.
Thanks for having me back, Rick.
Anytime. Well, we'll see about that.